So fear of blowback, it is the policy consideration that drives U.S. hesitance over any direct intervention into the Syrian conflict. The idea that aiding the rebels could finance and bolster causes and organizations that could come back to haunt the U.S., even be responsible for killing Americans. It's a major fear. Al-Qaeda was created in the chaos and enthusiasm that followed the Soviet debacle in Afghanistan. Turned out that helping the Afghan opposition was not a no-brainer. It's not just U.S. policymakers who see this. Since the conflict in Syria began, the Assad regime has tried to make the argument that the Syrian opposition are in fact committed terrorists who will move on to Washington after toppling Damascus. And to make that point once again more tangibly to Americans, the Syrian regime of Bashar Assad granted rare access to our partner, The New York Times, to interview and photograph seven opposition prisoners being held by the government. Listen.
We are crazy and the Al-Qaeda made us more crazy.
There's one of the prisoners telling the Times, we are crazy and Al-Qaeda made us more crazy. You can hear the voice of the translator there. New York Times Beirut bureau chief Anne Bernard and photographer Andrea Bruce met with the prisoners, five of whom are Syrians, a Palestinian, and an Iraqi. Anne and Andrea join me now. Welcome.
Hi.
Anne, can you hear me?
Thank you.
And what do you make of these characters? And do we actually know that they were prisoners and not literally actors?
Well, I do believe they were prisoners. They were all brought from several different detention facilities to a security facility in Damascus. They were dressed in identical uniforms. They had the air as if they had been in prison for a long time, to be frank. I didn't think they were actors. But there was one of them who's been on many different television programs. When he was on Sky News, which is a British channel, he emphasized that he was influenced by Abu Qatada, who's a radical Islamist who's in Britain and has gotten a lot of press there. When he was with us, he emphasized that he wants to kill Americans. And the fact that they're using the same guy multiple times suggests that it just raises questions. I don't know what it suggests, but I just felt that in any case, if you're interviewing prisoners who are under duress and are speaking in front of their captors, you can't really take anything at face value. It's no secret that there are jihadis fighting on the side of the rebels and playing a growing role. We didn't need this display to show us that.
Indeed. Andrea Bruce, you photographed them, reading between the lines. Did you have a sense of fear of these individuals that you photographed, even if what they were saying is propaganda?
A fear from them. They, I don't know. You know, it's really interesting. I took pictures of them, and it ran in black and white. And to try to put the viewers, our readers, in our shoes as journalists, I tried to photograph each person with a blindfold and without their blindfold. And it's amazing to look at when you see the pictures side by side, which it ran that way online on the New York Times, you can see one kind of version of them as someone who's captive, like as a blindfold, and then them, without the blindfold, and you see a different sense in each person's eyes. So sometimes fear, sometimes shame, sometimes. Kind of bewilderness. I don't know. It was pretty interesting. Each person was kind of different.
Powerful images. Very difficult to determine the precise meaning. Anne Bernard is the Beirut bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. She joined us from Beirut. Andrea Bruce speaking there, freelance photographer, photographing images of prisoners in Syria. Thanks so much.